The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In a weekend that was short of great performances, I thought Atalanta were the one team that really stood out for me this weekend. But in terms of sort of, I guess, not just this weekend, but results in general, I want to take us from here. I don't know if this is where you were expecting me to go next, Mina, but since we're all talking about Gasperini, I just think it's such a similar story because he's a Gasperini disciple. I want to go to Monza quickly and talk about the fact that they are still the only unbeaten team in Serie A in 2023. Not even Napoli managed that because, of course, they lost at the start of the year to Inter. They are up into the top half of the table now and beat Bologna the weekend just 1-0, but 1-0 away to Bologna, who I think had picked up 10 points from their previous five games. It's really impressive stuff that Raffaele Palladino is doing. He's talked about Gasperini before and seeing him as a mentor. But Palladino, because we've talked about him a bit on the podcast before, I sort of feel like maybe we haven't really like fully told that story of him taking over as manager at Monza. And, you know, he was coaching the youth team. I think everyone knows that bit. And when they got rid of Stroppa, who got them promoted to the top flight, Berlusconi and Galliani promoted him. And Galliani gave his whole speech about how, oh, we want this to be like our Arrigo Sacchi. Like we did it in Milan. We put some faith in someone they didn't see before. But, you know, he didn't even have his UEFA Pro license at that point. And so like literally like he wins the game against Juventus in his first game in charge. Then 3 days later, Coverciano say, yep, we're accepting you onto our course for Pro license. But I heard him talking recently about having sort of met Marcelo Bielsa there as well at Coverciano during his course there. And Bielsa sort of seeking him out because he'd heard about his story and grabbing him, taking to one side and giving him all this advice and saying how he loved Bielsa's talk about Gambetta, like so the idea that dribbling was everything in football. And I think, I suppose, just thinking about Atalanta and how effective that dribbling game was for them again in this weekend, it made me think about Monza as well. They don't do it like Atalanta do it. This 7-game unbeaten run is not a signal they're about to break into the top four. They don't play at that level yet. But they do keep getting results. The Monza goal, I just thought it was like the most Andrea Petagna moment I can imagine. Because Petagna, I love him. He's got all this good energy. He's like such good vibes. He's obviously a good teammate and everyone loves him. And sometimes he looks like a top level striker. And on the goal, he does this really neat turn to lose the first defender as he comes back inside. And then it's like, he has these moments where he forgets that what he's supposed to do next is get your feet ready to shoot. Because instead, there's like two players I can run into. So I'm going to do that first. Knock you off the ball over here. And then knock you off the ball over here. And then the next thing you know, the keeper's on you and you haven't got the shot anymore.
Lancio lungo in profondità. Lo scatto è di Petagna. Su di lui c'è Sosa evitato. Petagna davanti al portiere. Petagna con Scorupsi che si salva Donati. Il gol del Monza per il vantaggio della formazione Brianzola. Si è trovato al posto giusto, al momento giusto, al 25esimo minuto. Prima azione offensiva del Monza.
But then the ball, in this case, broke off to the side and Giulio Donati, the fullback, came in and scored it, and that was enough to win the game. And I don't know, I sort of wanted to go from Udinese to Monza because I see the link in those two stories, and because I just think Palladino is doing amazing work.
Did you say Udinese?
Did I say Udinese? I'm sorry, jet lag's hitting me hard. I don't think I meant to say Udinese.
But I do, because we were talking about good coaching, and we went from Gasperini, you mean, who is a disciple. You were saying about talking about disciples of great footballers.
Yes, I wanted to go from Atalanta to Monza because of the link from Gasperini and to Palladino, who has stated him as someone he wants to be like. And I just thought, that was a natural link in my head when I was leading us from one game to the next.
No, I think it's amazing because sort of the way that I saw it is that it's very hard to predict Serie A this season. I don't know which games teams will win and which games they'll lose. It's one of those like where Sampdoria, I genuinely think, is the worst team in the world. Can sometimes pull out a result and you're like, what just happened, you know? But under Stroppa, Monza were the only thing that you could safely say we're always going to lose. So it was like, for me, it was like, yeah, definitely going to bet on that because I know Monza will lose. And then under Paladino, it's like they flipped entirely. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that I love Rovella and Sensi and Machin in the middle. I feel like there's always this duality of understanding what needs to happen in midfield. I think Pablo Mari at the back has sort of used his experience and turned him, you know, the club has sort of really held on to him and turned him into a leader and allowed him to shine and to, you know, helped him get over the experience that he had, which was rather traumatic, to be honest with you. Pessina, finally thriving in the role, you know, another one of those players that I always thought one day was going to be really special. Not sure he's going to be as special as the way I thought certainly Sensi would, but again, lots of technique, you know. When they were putting this team together, there was a lot of money spent and you wanted to see those results, but Paladino seems to have hit his stride both tactically, but also as a man manager. I feel like the team's a real team. And I think that kind of matters. To beat Bologna at home, a physical side that really is very difficult to beat at home, even if they're not technically brilliant. I think it just goes to show you just to, really honestly, Italian coaching is pretty great, isn't it? When you think about it, like there is a lot of hope for the future.
Well, that's another of Paladino's things he likes to talk about is, you know, he thinks sometimes clubs recycle managers too often and they should take chances on young coaches like him. And I suppose there's no better way to prove that point than what he's doing. Hey gang, just wanted to let you know that you can now get a free 14-day trial of our Chronicles Tifosi Patreon membership.
Subscribe now for free for 14 days to get access to all of our full episodes, solo minisodes, bonus content, even behind the scene bonuses like our chats about football, and of course, our chats about life in general. You can also get the entire back catalogue of Serie A Chronicles content.
So head over to serieachronicles.com/Patreon and subscribe to the Chronicles Tifosi membership for free.
Sports Social Podcast Network.